Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. For mild to moderate cases of serotonin syndrome, cyproheptadine can be given. Cyproheptadine is an H1 blocking antihistamine, but it also has serotonin receptor blocking activity. Specifically, it acts to block 5-HT1A and 5-HT2A receptors, which are the receptors responsible for the symptoms of serotonin syndrome. The typical dose of cyproheptadine for serotonin syndrome is 12 milligrams. This can be given orally or by gastric tube. This dose appears to have been arrived at based on a 1998 case series in which 5 patients with serotonin syndrome were treated. All patients were given 4 to 8 milligrams of cyproheptadine. 3 of the 5 patients had symptoms resolve. The remaining 2 patients had a partial response, were given a repeat dose of cyproheptadine, and then had a complete response. If this initial dose of 12 milligrams is not sufficient, cyproheptadine can be continued at a dose of 2 milligrams every 2 hours until symptoms resolve. For more on how to approach serotonin syndrome and other inpatient medical emergencies from a pharmacist's point of view, get my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, at clinicalpharmacybooks.com.